Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, published in Insights Magazine and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am so thrilled today because with me I have Saria Maud. Saria is an ex-school teacher who quit a cushy, stable job to pursue entrepreneurship as the road less traveled. She's a qualified nutritionalist with a Bachelor of Science degree from Edith Cowan University, Australia and Illinois State University, and postgraduate qualification from Nanyang Technical University. She's currently pursuing doctorate in natural integrative medicine. Her journey has led her now to be a public speaker on motivational marketing, nutrition, and parenting. Also, she is Asia's first reality TV nutritionist for celebrities. Having persisted by investing in herself and soaking up business and marketing know-hows, she relaunched her second business in education with over 2,000 clients in 2 years. Her business has grown to Malaysia, Chile, Latin America, Kuwait, and beyond. And thank you so much, Saria, for being here with us. It's just such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Please tell us and share with us the heart and core of your really important message to the world.
At the core of the message is your mess is your message. That is something like I deeply believe in, that the most miraculous moments of a soul's life, almost like the birth of the human potential, most times happen at the point of or the brink of a breakdown, and the deepest rock bottom part of a human's life. And that if the, you know, if the resilience is there and they are able to pull that through, that mess eventually is actually a beautiful gift. It's a very, very beautiful gift from God to because it is then can be turned into a very powerful, inspiring message of hope, of faith for someone else, like a pain forward to someone else who's probably going through the same mess or the same bottom pits. It's almost like a light, if you like the mess is actually a message or a light to someone else to give that person hope, like a doomed soul, hope to move on, to pick up, and to look at life and know that there's always hope. No matter how, no matter what.
Well, that is such an absolutely empowering way to look at potentially some things that we sometimes consider challenges in our life. So, you know, it's such a powerful platform. How and when did you develop this as a place for your message to come from?
Well, it's going to be a mouthful, but I'll put it out in, I guess I have, personally had my various points of mess in my life. There's a point of mess from the, weight point of view, a mess from a student point of view, from a child's point of view, or rather a teenager point of view, a mess when I was, from a child, a mess when I was, from the perspective of a woman who's married and divorced, a mess from the perspective of someone who's seeking and soul-searching for life purpose and meaning, and who am I, and, you know, who is God, you know, and questions like that. So a mess from a perspective of an entrepreneur when I was I lost money. And so there's different points of my mess, and I guess I speak very strongly from the point of from my mess. Like as a young someone who is young, I mean, a child. I was molested in childhood and raped at teens. And as I grew up, I was like a school dropout in my teens and pretty much hopeless, like bumming around all the time. And then I had into boy-girl relationship, which just was abusive one. So it was a physically abused, like almost throughout my teens life, and I became sort of like lost and confused and a drunk and party animal, and then eventually took a turn in my life. Things happened, and I finally, you know, thought that I could escape everything by getting married, and I did, and I got married and put on weight, 20 kilos overweight, and I had to, you know, like race through that point of mess to lose that weight. And then after that, thinking marriage was going to be a great answer to my prayer, but well, I didn't find happiness there. I got divorced, and then I remarried, thinking that that would be happiness again, always searching for the next, you know, the next anchor of happiness. And I got actually more emotionally and mentally depressed after that, because it seems like a mirage, like I couldn't find that happiness even there. So I got myself this illusion, and I started questioning a lot of things in life, and got me to the point of almost suicidal, like I can't live with myself. And I was walking through that path of entrepreneurship also at that point, and I lost a lot of money in my first business, and about 80,000, and then I built it back again, and then I made a good hefty profit, but I reinvested the money all over the place in things that has no passion whatsoever, and I lost about $500,000 there. So like it was close to bankruptcy. And it is all this whole mess. And as a mother of two, I did not live with my kids most time because they're with my ex-husband. So there's this huge burden of like as a mother being a lousy mother, like so that whole mess rolled like snowball into this huge like suicidal. So like I was asking, so when will this end? So these are like turning points in my life, but I come to see that these as actually beautiful, beautiful gifts, because without which I will never be able to understand what it's like to be in those space of a woman's life. Like in my culture, you know, as an Asian, as a Muslim woman, and I'm able then to be able to now, as a speaker and as an author, as I speak to thousands of women around the, like, Asia in my country, in Malaysia and in Indonesia, I'm able to relate and resonate with the women whom I'm talking to in terms of the different pain points that potentially they are going through. It's not just about, you know, talking from some theoretical, psychological book wisdom, whatever, but it is more like really from experience. And the birth of the program Soul Detox is a new program, and it has been my most vulnerable program, my most vulnerable work that I've created so far. It's become a platform for women who are just like me. So I'm attracting women who are like me before and coming into this program so that I could help them discover, you know, being aware, in touch with the emotions, and then going through a process on how to release that. And all this experience has been a wonderful, wonderful platform that has helped me to be in service. You know, I see those all as gifts that God has given me so that I could use them in servitude right now in the biggest way I can with this mess. Yeah.
Oh, that is so beautiful, really beautiful. So, you know, you've been able to get this wonderful message built on your experience out to so many people, especially women in the world. What do you think are the most critical ingredients that make a message truly magical, to make it really get out there and have a powerful impact?
I think it's the authenticity and the vulnerability of the person whom the message is coming off from. So that to me is the magic comes from that authenticity, that mess, which eventually comes from a story. It's like a storyboard, and it's all like, in order for the message to have such a that sort of impact, it has to come from that real space of from the heart, wanting to serve, wanting to impact, wanting to inspire, from really a vulnerable space, the space of the willingness for the person or whoever that is, that point, that thought it's coming from, to come out really authentic. And to be authentic means to be vulnerable, to stand up there and say, this is who I am, this is who I was, and to be sort of like, you know, to be put in a place where we know that if we do that, like for example, if I do that, then I know that there will be, as much as I'm going to attract a crowd who's going to love the message and be inspired by it, there will be a group who will be, you know, detesting the message, or like the anti-tribe, you know, the tribe and the anti-tribe. So the magic of the message comes from the fact that the person who is willing to share is coming from a space of courage, authenticity and vulnerability, to be able to just speak the truth, speak the story, because eventually the truth is really what is. Because it comes from, I believe, everything is perfect, and it comes from Source, and Source is Creator. So it is coming from the Master Creator, Master Script, Master Producer himself. So he has written sort of the script of our life. So, and to just be able to flow it out of our lives, and instead of keeping it as some, you know, skeleton in the closet, it's just about just bringing it out, not to put anyone in the story down, but to rather use that as a story to inspire. So that's the key, the ability to have the courage, the vulnerability, the authenticity, the coming from the heart, the wanting to serve, the wanting to just giving out a story, and even if it impacts one person, it's like a life worth living, like that will be a meaningful, like that, if it can just inspire someone to not, you know, jump down or end their life or have hope, that would be the magic itself. I think it's not about inspiring thousands of people, even if it's just one person. I think that would have done its magic.
Wow. That is so, so very powerful. So since you have such a powerful message, how has the message changed your life as well as the lives of others?
It has helped me get clarity about my life purpose, about what is it that I stand in space to contribute. And in that clarity, I have been able to gather my courage and then stand up and create different programs that is related to the different points of mess in my life. For example, like the mess of myself, like putting on so much weight and getting depressed, you know, with my excess weight, and when I had to quit my job and I had two kids and I had to be relocated in another country and I don't know anyone. So that whole process, you know, actually helped me create the weight loss program, the Soul Food. Soul Food is a weight loss program that is about feeding the soul with what it needs most, food for the soul, and at the same time linking in nutrition, and it gives birth to that program, and it has helped impact many women in the message that weight loss is just beyond body, it's a mind over body. So I've been able to create that out of that mess. And then for my mess as a teenager, someone who's like, you know, been a school dropout, and then eventually pulling myself together after my dad passed away, and I didn't have, you know, the chance to show him that I could do something. We had a very bad relationship at that time where we didn't speak to each other and all that. And I felt what it's like not to be, not to have communication with a parent, and that's really sad because the time they're so precious, and the feeling of getting out of school out of boredom because I'm confused and I felt like I couldn't study and all those experience, and then my experience coming off as a teacher after that, and then when I became a teacher and I had experience with these students who are also at the brink of being dropouts, school dropouts, and then having to counsel them and then work with them, that has given birth to another program, which is called the Genius IQ program. It is a program for kids and teens and parents, and with one message, like, yes, parents, support your child to get top marks in school or better marks in school, but beyond that, love them no matter what marks they get in school. So that has been a phenomenal service, I felt, and it has contributed thousands of lives, thousands of children, kids, and it's gone to Latin America, Brunei, Kuwait, and it has impacted a lot of lives like that. So the mess in my life as a woman, as having gone through physical abuse, and in my early teens relationship, and in my life being molested and raped and all that. So it has given birth to the program, the Soul Detox, which is for women, and that is how all these different points have actually helped me be clear about what is it that I stand for. And how I want to use this to create impact. And it has, I'm so grateful that it has helped me to really wake up every morning to love, just love living life, knowing that I can contribute this way. Yeah.
Oh, that is so beautiful and impacts so many others too with the work you're doing and the contribution you're making. It's really spectacular. How do you hope your message will inspire others for the future?
I would hope that, I know that one day, I mean, my time and space in this world is limited, and I will make my passing into the next world, and I would wish to leave the impact via these, I would say, immortal tools, like documenting it in books, training other trainers, creating programs, and then attracting trainers who have the same passion with what I believe in, and training them so that they can take over this legacy and continue to train and create programs online. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be like I have to be there in that country, because I've got requests from like countries like Pakistan, from Middle East, from the US, from almost everywhere in the world right now. Women are coming to my fan page and they're asking about, when can we, we would like to have this program here. Like, I can't be cutting myself up in pieces like that. So I'm learning how to leverage on tools, on technology, on books, on print, on DVDs, on online virtual programs and things like that, on duplicating myself, on training other trainers, so that legacy of contribution can stay with or without me.
Oh, that is so lovely. So you've done such a wonderful job of getting your message out and sharing it with the world. Can you give us an exercise or a tip or something that we could put into action today to be able to get our message out in such a profound and powerful way?
I practice this message. I believe that in order for one to be stepping up in the fullest potential is to be really clear of who they really are, and it is going to be tough to go to that space, and challenging to go to that space if we are cluttered and we have a lot of stuff. We have a lot of baggage. We have a lot of these anchors, that's still holding us back. So one of the key is to master the art, the A-R-T, the art of surrender, the art of really fully living in the now. So the art is an acronym of the first being awareness. That means to be aware instead of to suppress and repress. So coming from my experience, like when I was once feeling depressed and angry, all these emotions, I used to push them down, thinking that, you know, I should not feel this and I should not feel that. This is a bad feeling. That's, you know, I always label my feelings. But it wasn't working well for me like that, because suppressing them doesn't do anything much. So the first A is about being aware, and being aware means to acknowledge, to acknowledge that those feelings exist, that to give them love, not to make them as an enemy. Like, yes, I do have these thoughts. Yes, I do have these emotions. Yes, I do have these physical sensations. Yes, I do. I do. I am experiencing all of these thoughts. It is real that I am experiencing them, but it is as real as a statue right in front of me. And I'm seeing this statue right in front of me. It is real, but it is not me. So the first one is to be able to be aware that I have thoughts, and to be aware what are the thoughts that's running, and not to give them any labels, just being aware, whatever the thoughts is, whatever the emotions are, like it could be an emotion of frustration, an emotion of anger, emotion of whatever it is, to acknowledge it. And if I'm shaking, I acknowledge that I'm shaking and my body is shaking and I'm nervous or whatever that is, I acknowledge it. So, and then I move on to the R, which is as I acknowledge it, and then I release it. So I release in a way means to detach from it, that I do not own this. Yes, I have this experience, like I am going through this, but I am not it. I am not my thoughts, and I'm not my feelings, and I'm not my emotions, and I'm not identified with it. So I detach. That means to say it, to say that, yes, I have it, but I'm not it. Just going through that process, just acknowledging it and then releasing it. And then to T, the T is to turn. Turn where? That's where we find, like, then where do we turn to? So in my belief, I turn to God. So, like, you know, with due respect with everyone that's reading this, so whatever that is for the person, so it is to turn back to source, to creator. So I am not my feelings, I'm not my emotions, I'm not my all this, then who am I? So I have this, just go back to that source, go back to that space of peace, and I'm just God's creation. I am just creation. I am here. I am in servitude. I am in servitude. I'm God's greatest creation, being here to be on purpose. And then understanding that clarity, then I want to create. What is it that I want to create? I want to create peace, and I'll create joy. I want to create whatever that is I want to create. So I go through this art, okay, process. Every time I experience a very, like in emotion, it's a rigor. It's a rigor that it's like a practice. This is something that I go through with my participants in the training program, so they get to experience it. Well, you can do that as well. You can just get in touch with your emotion, write a journal. Is a fantastic way to write, you know, to get in touch with emotions. And then the key is to release it, not to attach and yourself to it. And then T is to turn, right? Turn to the whatever source that you it is source to you, right?
That is so beautiful. And, you know, I know that you have participated in writing a number of different books, Saria. So can you share with me just what being in a book and getting your message out in a book has meant for you?
It has helped me reach out my message in a bigger way. It has helped to create the ripple that is far beyond what I could possibly do, just, you know, keeping it in my heart like that. It has made me feel that if I were to close my eyes tonight or today, that I have at least left a legacy that would be able to make a difference in someone else's life, even though I'm no longer around. So that is what writing a book means for me.
Mm. So beautiful. Thank you so much, Saria. I was wondering if you've shared so many wonderful pieces of wisdom with us today. Is there a place where people can connect with you on the web if they want to learn more about you?
Oh, yes, they can. They can visit. I have a fan page, and I have various different fan pages relating to different areas of my passion, but they can come to one point, which is my fan page, which is facebook.com/Surya, SURIAFAN, Surya Fan, which is a fan page, Surya Fan. And if you go there, you can just go and click about me, and then you can just click on the different pages that's related to the different passion. Like, I have a page on soul detox, I have a page on reverse cancer naturally, and then I have a page on weight loss, you know. So I have different pages, and they can link with me there. And I'm in the process of building my website right now, so which is about 70% done. So that link, it's my name, SURIAMOHD.com. That's my website. That's going to come up soon. And there's a lot of clips, my videos, and my writings and resources, and a lot of the tools that I've used myself. That I've compiled over the years, and I wish to make them available to the people who can reach me to my site so that they can subscribe to my newsletter, and they can get those resources on a regular basis.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for the generosity of your time and all of this fabulous information. And if those out there would like to learn more about Expert Insights, Family of Opportunity, our publish opportunities, communities, magazines, and broadcast, you can reach us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. Thank you again so much, Surya, for being with us.
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful.